The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havar, and is brought to you by the Beis Havar Halacha Center. For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
We're in Parshas Ekev, and one of the main mitzvahs of our daily life that we're Mekabel Olam Shamayim with, and it's in last week's parasha, Chaz is over, and this week's parasha, two different parashas of Krishma, is the mitzvah of Tefillin, of course. Ukshartam lo yisal yadecho v'ayu l'toy tofoiz ben yinecho. And then we have the mitzvah of Mezuzah, and in this week's parasha, we have also Ukshaftim, I'm sorry, going back, V'samtim es devar ha'ele al levavchem v'yal nafshechem, k'shatav ois lois al yedchem v'yu lo toitav ois b'neinechem. So the Torah defines two different nekudos insofar as mitzvahs hanochas tefillin is concerned. One is the k'shiras ha'tefillin, k'shatav oisam lois al yedchem v'yu lo toitav ois b'neinechem. So if you want to know which hand tefillin has to be put on, the Torah just says yedchem. What does yedchem mean? We have another pasuk. Yodcho, yad keho, the weaker hand. Most people, that's the left hand. And of course we're going to have a problem. What happens if your weaker hand is your right hand? If you're a lefty, which hand do you put tefillin on? There's another pasuk as well. V'samtem es dvorei ele al levavchem v'al nafshechem. You have to put tefillin on al levavchem. Al levavchem means l'chayra keneged one's heart. Keneged one's heart is on the left hand. The positioning of the tefillin on the bicep faces towards the lave. Of course, the other tefillin is bein einechem, above, on the forehead. But levavchem would mean what's on the left hand, because that's the side closest to the heart, which of course is on the left side of a person's chest. So that's l'chayra, two reasons why you wear tefillin on the left hand. That being said, the Me'iri in Shabbos Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph says, as a klal, anything that a person that there are halachas that you do, the yad yamin, koy shel brocha lulav, iter yad a lefty, oisa oisa b'smol, v'chol shehi b'smol kagain eser gut tefillin oisa oisa b'yamin. Anything that you put in your left hand, so you put in the right hand. That's your right. That's your left. Says the Me'iri, but tefillin mia nia and mia ein nirakein. Menicha yad smol shel kol adam. He says that a lefty wears tefillin on the right hand. Sharei l'suma keneged alev utzorich. There's a din v'samtem keneged alev avecho. Keneged alev. That din you're not yoitz if you do on the right side. Interestingly enough, the Shai Tshuva in Chav Zayin in Hilchos Tefillin Sivkot Niyud Aleph brings this b'shem the mekubalim, brings it from the Kafachai b'shem the Arizal. Now, sounds very logical. There's only one little problem. It's connected to the Gemara. G'dele Echrenim asks this kasha. The Gemara in Menorah Zaf Lamed Zayin says very clearly on Amud Aleph, the Iter Meniach B'Smol the day that his smile is the normal Yad Yamin. He says maybe the Me'iri means you have to put on both hands. Sepela. There's no way that a person could be mechuyif to put on tefillin on both hands. L'chayr, in a general sense, where you're going to have to answer this kasha, is to say that there's no definitive halacha in the Torah to put on the left-hand tefillin. And even the halacha you have to put keneged halev is not a halacha that mitzvah tefillin is to put on tefillin keneged halev. The mitzvah to put on tefillin on one's arm. Which arm? The Torah has a way of defining which arm, the yad keho. Now, normally Yad Keho is synonymous with Yad Smoil. It could be the case it's not that way. But a lefty, the Yad Keho, the weaker hand, is totally in the Yad Yamin. But there's no din to wear tefillin on the left hand, there's no din to wear tefillin on the right hand, and there's no din to wear tefillin keneged halev. The Torah gives criteria for defining which is the proper place of being mekayim. So now, if you have the Torah gives one definition called Yad Keho, the Torah gives another definition called keneged halev. Keneged halev, by the way, is used to define another thing. Where on the arm? So the part on the arm, and it also turns slightly towards the heart. All that in terms of location, positioning, is all learnt out of the keneged halev. So the Torah is using that just in the sense of giving you where to put the tefillin. But not that the mitzvah of tefillin is wearing a keneged halev. The mitzvah of wearing tefillin is on the arm. Which arm? Position. Where on the arm? So now we have several criteria. Yad Keah is the first one. Where Yad Keah works, it's the left, and it rather fits the bill of also being keneged halev. You'll have to say, the Gemara understands, that criteria of being keneged halev is not ma'akif. The Yad Keah, the weaker hand, is the more important factor. So, memela by a lefty, the Gemara is saying that you switch over to the right hand. Okay. The Meiri, the Sha'atshuv, B'shenu Kabbalim, if we want, what we could say is that we're talking about somebody who be'emesin is, uses both hands equally. Now, what we would call in English a switch hitter usually is a natural lefty with certain righty tendencies, or a natural righty with certain lefty tendencies. And there are ways of figuring out what's the ikar. Writing is more important than other skills. The place can talk about it. But what happens to the very rare example of a person who's completely ambidextrous, a person who's completely uses both hands? What do we do now? There's no Yad Keah. So there, what the Paiskim are saying, what the Meiri and the Mekubalim are saying is that you go back to the Simo Keneged Alev, because that's also a very important way of defining the Mokum for Tefillin. Over there, Yad Yamin is not going to tell you anything. There's no right, there's no left. So Faket, what you'll do is you'll go back to the Yad Keah, and even though it's not Keho, but the Simo Al Halev, Keneged Alev, will be the defining factor. That's L'chara, you'll have to say over from these Paiskim. And now let's just range a little bit further afield. There's a very interesting, a very relevant Machloikis in Becheres Daf Memheil Medbeis. Machloikis Tanem Rebbe in the Chachamim, a person who uses both hands. Is he kosher lavoida? Let's give a little bit of background. The Gemara over there in Becheres Daf Memheil Medbeis says that a iter yad, a lefty, is posel lavoida. Rashi says the reason is because avoida tu'uno yamin. Avoida has to be done with the right hand. And his right hand is not a right hand. He doesn't have a right hand. Why? Because there's a Yemindi day, it's not the right hand. Geographically, it's on the left side of his body. On the other hand, right means stronger. The hand that's more skilled, the hand that's more used. His left hand is the one that's more skilled. So his left hand doesn't fit the Shem Yemin. His right hand doesn't fit the Shem Yemin. Adkan, what Rashi says over there in Becheres. This is Machlokes Rebbe the Chachamim. And the Rishonim explains, the Ramban in Chulin Daf Tzadik Beis, it talks about this in Barichus, that according to the Chachomim, the reason why he's kosher lavoid is because that means that he has two right hands. That means like this. A normal person has a better hand, a more useful hand, and a weaker hand. The stronger hand is usually the right, and left, naturally, is the weaker. So what happens if the Rebbein Shem gave him an extra matana and gave him an extra dose of skill and usage out of his left hand? So he has two right hands. That's what it boils down to. If he has two right hands, he can do the avayda. Now, there's another thing that avayda should be done b'yamin, so he does the avayda in the right. Rebbe holds no. That's called that he has two weaker hands. Neither hand is the dominant hand. That's really called he has two left hands. So the Chassam Sofer asks in Chulin, over there in Daf Tzadik Beis, he says, so according to the Chachamim, Avoida should be done b'yamin, so he has two right hands, great for him. What about Tefillin? Tefillin has to be worn on the weaker hand. So he doesn't have any weaker hands, he has two stronger hands. So he can't put on Tefillin on either hand? He's put on Tefillin on both? What's he supposed to do? As I've asked Chassam Sofer, what are you going to say? You're going to have to answer like we just pointed out, that Tefillin is not a definition that tefillin has to be worn on the weaker hand. Tefillin has to be worn on the hand. The question is which hand? There's only one pair of one tefillin that you're putting on. The ikker criteria is weaker, stronger on the weaker hand. Sometimes, well, that's not going to work out. But mostly for somebody who uses both hands, so then he'll put keneged alev. That'll be another criteria. But not that there's a din to do tefillin on the weaker hand. Masha'enkin by the avoida is a din yamin in the avoida. You can speak about that on a deeper level. Keneged hayamin is more demel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's doing the avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, Lefnei Hashem. Okay? But that has to be done with the right hand. So for avoida, that's fine. For tefillin, he'll put on the regular hand. He'll put on his left hand. That's l'chor what will come out insofar as that is concerned. The other place where there's a big asik
The Rabban over there discusses what to do with chalitza. Chalitza is a problem because there's no clear criteria in the Torah. The Rabban brings different stadim over there. And one side the Rabban brings, and it seems to very hold that way, is that chalitza, there's a din yad yamin, and a lefty, he says, can't do chalitza with his left hand, because that doesn't have a touch of yodoy, ragloy, and he also can't do it with his right hand, because his right hand is his weaker hand, it's not a right hand, and he can't do it with the left, because it's not his left. So he has a very stark tzad that a itur yad cannot be chalitz. The Rishonim reject that, they don't hold that way. There has to be, one hand has to be the hand. You can't have neither hand being the hand. There's actually five different variations for what's supposed to happen with the lefty by chalitza, ayin sham the Ramban. Talk about, that's another place where it comes up. The other place it comes up, we're talking about avoida already. A person doing avoida be yamin. So is there a din that you have to do avoida be yamin? And we pointed out that shittas Rashi, other Rishonim argue. Or is there a din that it can't be done with the left hand? So Marshall, let's say somebody would want to hold the kli that's mekabel dam in the base of Mikdash with his teeth. It's not smoil, but it's certainly not yamin. Is he yoitza? Is he not yoitza? Whole discussion in Tais and Chum Dav Chof. Where that comes up, halacha lemaisa, is what happens if a person can't use his hands. He was injured. The Rechval Tzayin doesn't have hands. Can he take a lulav of an esrog and hold on to the lulav? Is that called the mitzvah of ulakachten lachem b'yem rishon priya tzadar? Good question. A long shmuz in the place of Mechilchus Lulav. So this is just some of the discussion. And when we talk about yad, we talk about which yad, does that mean that a yad has to be the defined yad the way it says in the Torah? That's just a way of pointing us in the right direction, but there could be other criteria involved. We discussed Legabe Avoida, Legabe Chalitza, and of course, Legabe Lulav, but of course, Legabe Tefillin. What to do.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.